The problem is that the Captain Edward Smith, had said this about the Titanic: "I cannot conceive of any vital disaster happening to this vessel." In addition to that, because the shipmakers were so confident in its ability, there was only 1/3 of the lifeboats necessary for all of the passengers on the boat. The next day, when the newspapers came out, it talked about 1,800 lives reported lost in the world's greatest marine disaster. And it comes to us today as an illustration that pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The problem with pride is that it always takes us to a place that we don't want to be. It's the law of pride. Just like we can't fight against the law of gravity, we can't fight against the law of pride. Pride will always lead you somewhere you don't want to go. But here's the issue that I see as I've been thinking about pride a lot. The problem with pride isn't just its consequences. The problem with pride is that we can't see it in ourselves. C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity has a chapter called The Greatest Sin, the sin of pride. And in that, he says there's no fault which we are more unconscious of in ourselves. Pride is so easily seen in